I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Vermont's decades-old statewide video conferencing system is days away from being dismantled, but a central Vermont man who's fought the dissolution of Vermont Interactive Technologies is now taking his fight to court. Hillary Niles has more.
Vermont Telecommunications Chief Jim Porter says the state has little choice. With no more money from the state, Vermont Interactive Technologies will all but evaporate by January 1st. Porter told a Washington County Superior Court judge Tuesday, somebody's got to figure out how to secure its equipment.
The best we knew, there was no accommodation made for anything after December 31st. There were no employees that would be left, and we believe that the equipment had to be gathered or secured.
Porter chaired a working group tasked with recommending how to dissolve VIT and still meet its public mission. He determined the best thing to do is warehouse the equipment from VIT's dozen-plus locations until the legislature figures out what to do with it long-term when lawmakers reconvene in January. Stephen Whitaker is not satisfied. He's a vocal citizen and longtime advocate for public access and information technology. He testified Tuesday that no one yet knows enough about VIT's equipment to be able to take it apart right.
It would be cost prohibitive to reassemble the system if it were dismantled, especially in that there is no documentation.
Whitaker said Porter's plan would essentially turn $22 million of taxpayer investments over the past 25 years into a pile of parts. But it's not just waste he's trying to stop. He says without VIT, Vermont will have no effective means for holding public hearings statewide, such as those organized by the Public Service Board.
VIT technology is facilitated. There is a skilled technician at every site and a manual override decision can be made to switch cameras from the hearing officer to the witness to another site or to mute or unmute a particular microphone. Those are features that VIT has that consumer video conferencing technology does not have, thereby making VIT's technology suitable for public hearings, managed public hearings where order must be maintained.
Judge Timothy Tomasi is considering Whitaker's argument, which is related to a separate allegation that the state's current statewide telecom plan is invalid because, he says, the Department of Public Service didn't hold proper hearings before adopting it. That case will be heard in January, a decision regarding the potential injunction against dismantling the VIT equipment is expected soon. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.